West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. Always a pleasure, it really is, to have a chat at Granville Harbour at the wind farm to Granville Harbour Wind Farms Project Director Lyndon Frearson again. Lyndon, good morning. Gee, good to talk to you again, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic, Mike. Good to speak to you as well.
Hey, listen, tell us construction. It is really, you've only got two turbines left, really, to put up.
Well, actually, only even one and a bit. So we're the second last one we were able to get the towers and the cell up over the course of last week, and now just waiting to put the blades up. And then the last turbine will be getting up later, towards the end of this week and early next week.
I saw the Facebook when you posted how the blades. I just couldn't believe it. It's gobsmacking how they do it.
It's pretty impressive watching those crews work down there. They're very, very skilled, very capable, and it's always awe. Or inspiring to see what they're actually able to achieve.
It is, and I guess 2020 has been such a year, you can harp on it all you like, but it just has made so many extra little bumps, if you will, for everybody working. But to finally realise that Granville Harbour Wind Farm, very soon producing energy, clean energy, to power around 46,000 Tasmanian homes.
Yeah, look, it has been a huge... 2020, obviously, has been a huge issue for and a huge challenge for so many communities and families and businesses across Tasmania and the rest of the country, but particularly in the West Coast, and that earlier lockdown that the Northwest had to deal with. We are extremely grateful for the support and effort that has been gone into it by the teams on site and the community around us. And through some of those toughest periods, the groups we were able to work with to mobilise catering and accommodation to make sure that everyone was safe, but everyone was also fed and looked after. And some of those, some of the teams down on site stayed there as long as 18 weeks without getting to see their family.
Oh, wow.
Because they were just committed to getting that job done, and the community was able to support us, and the businesses around that were able to support through that. So I think the fact that we've got to where we are is a testament to the effort, not just of the contractors and not just of Granville Harbour Operations, but of the entire West Coast community who've been able to chip in and help make this great project what it is today.
And Lyndon, the other thing which people might not realise, I mean, you're turning the land back to restoring it all to pasture for cattle grazing.
Look, it's one of the things that I'm personally most proud about, of what we've been able to achieve on this project. There's sections of that farm where the seed is already taken and where you can get out there, where when you drive through it, you honestly would not have realised that there wasn't, that the paddocks weren't always laid out that way. And that's the result of a huge effort by Royce as a landowner, sort of his advice and direction and insight to what can be done there, but then the work of some local contractors and our environmental engineers and consultants who have been able to sort of sit there and work at how do we shape this land to get the outcome that we need.
Also, something that people might realise is you've got a lot of permanence on site and maintenance team now in place. This is great. I mean, this is jobs for the West Coast.
Yeah, so there's six people down there full-time permanently. There'll be additional support staff over time as well. The intention is that they'll be there for the next 25 years. We've got long-term contracts in place, and one of the values of having those long-term contracts for the O&M is it means that the contractors can actually sit there and say, well, we've got to make sure we've got a manager or we've got technical staff who are going to be there over that period of time. We can afford to invest in houses and bring families in and all that sort of stuff. And it makes a real difference to those communities compared to sites where everyone's just on a rolling 2 or 3 year contract and you never quite get that stickiness or the permanence of that.
It's wonderful. The word permanence certainly comes to mind. But something else when you say community, which you guys are very good at, the wind farm grants, the West Coast community groups that have got together, that applied for grants through the wind farm, are pretty wonderful. And the amount of money you guys have spent, over $20,000 in grant funding awarded to 8 West Coast groups through this year's Granville Harbour Wind Farm Community Grants Program. And let's not forget, it's in its second year.
Yeah, look, it's a great opportunity for us to be able to partner with so many of these amazing community groups. We had a fantastic response to our applications, grant applications last year. We then had the emergency services grants earlier this year, which we got a really good response for. And then this year, we were just blown away by the number of community organisations who are putting their hand up with with not just a demonstrated need, but more impressively, the number of people who are putting their hand up and saying, look at what we've done so far.
Yeah.
And so it was tough to be able to hold it down to that to the eight that we've put forward. The great thing is those eight are, I think, exemplars of what community organisations can and should be able to do. But those who missed out, there's a chance for us to be able for them to apply again next year and the year after, and that gives people that chance to go back and go, okay, what can we do better? But I think things like the Zen Community Pantry and the Zen Lions Club and entities like that, which are just doing great things for the community, and those community organisations, the types that are often most challenged during an economic downturn like we're having as a result of COVID. And so the fact that we're able to support them allows them to support others.
Well, Mel's just wonderful, the manager of the CN Neighbourhood Centre. That community pantry you're talking about, very needy, very necessary. The CN's Lion Club as well. But you go through, you've got the Granville Harbour Community Coast Care Group, CN Lions Club, CN Men's Shed, CN RSL, the CN Neighbourhood House, but also Strawn Fire Brigade, the Rosebery Women's Hockey Club, and the Galley Museum in Queenstown. The money's gone everywhere, and I think it's wonderful. You know, congratulations. They can go to the website and apply for the next grant, of course, which is really beautiful. But can I say, you probably, you know, you don't get much credit for these sort of things, but you sponsored as part of the West Coast Photography Competition, the big award winner, and the West Coaster Award, sponsored by the Granville Wind Farm, was won by Henry Tyne from Tulla with an image of Dick Clark, Jetty and Strawn. And I know that if you come to Queenstown, go to the gym, you'll see that image in the window, and you can see it through the web, but it's just extraordinary. The photo's brilliant.
Yeah, look, it is an extraordinary photo. And it was interesting when we got approached by the council to see whether we'd sponsor it, we sort of immediately jumped at it, because one of the things that's been amazing about working on this project is just the quality of images we've been able to produce out of the project. And I think that's really sort of inspired a whole bunch of the people on site and others to think about how we can capture images of the West Coast, and so to then be part of a photography competition such as this was a great opportunity. And that photo looking down over the jetty is so poignant.
It
really does evoke that sort of concept, that image of the West Coast and that wild and ruggedness of it. And we were delighted to see that. And it was like any of these competitions, the only disappointment is that you can't have more winners, because there were so many fantastic photos included.
Here, here. Well said. Absolutely fabulous. But don't forget, for those grants, if you are a community organisation, a not-for-profit, make sure you go to the website. Do check it out, because it is, you've got, hell, 25 years worth of grants still to come, so people can really benefit in our wonderful community on the West Coast. Lyndon?
And that's what we're hoping to see out of the balance of this project. The people really take ownership of the project and see what it can do and how it can help start charting the future of the West Coast as well.
Perfect. Granville Harbour Wind Farm Project Director Lyndon Frearson. Mate, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.